To ensure that hotel and restaurant operators comply with the Public Health Act 851 regarding smoking in public, the Food and Drugs Authority in the Upper West Region has embarked on an inspection of such facilities in the Wa municipality. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reports that the regional officer of the authority, Gordon Akurugu, has given owners of such facilities 2 weeks to put in place the necessary measures in compliance with the law.
Part of its mandate, the Food and Drugs Authority in Upper West Region here is touring some restaurants and hotels in the region to find out the level of compliance of the Public Health Act, which was passed in 2012, especially concerning smoking in public. The team led by the regional officer, Gordon Kurgu, visited Upland Hotel and Blue Hill Hotel, where he interacted with officials of the facilities. He tried to educate them on the health hazards of the smoking in public, and he told the officials that the purpose of the visit was to sensitize them to comply with the Public Health Act regarding in public. He said the Public Health Act requires operators of hotels and restaurants to provide a separate smoking place for visitors and occupants of such facilities. He told them that any facility that fails to comply with this order goes against the law of the land and will be punished. So the regional officer of the Food and Drugs Board, Mr. Akurugu, is here to tell us why the FDA has so much interest in enforcing the Public Health Act.
With the exercise we are carrying out now, we are implementing the Public Health Act law 851 that was passed to ensure that people visiting public places do not get affected with those who smoke in those facilities. You bear with me that the active and passive smokers are found within us all the time. And we are also aware of the harm and then some of the health implications of smoking tobacco, and also being a passive smoker, the secondhand smoker, the effect you will get from somebody who smokes cigarettes. By the Public Health Act and then the WHO Convention, Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, has come out with two measures. One, putting tax on tobacco products to increase the cost of it, said that the demand will reduce. And the another one is non-taxable aspect of it, and that is what we are trying to implement. That is through education, sensitizing people to know that smoking is harmful, and also into regulation. That is why the Food and Drug Authority is involved, to ensure that, one, on the level of a tobacco product, you see smoking is harmful.
That was the Upper West Regional Officer of Food and Drug Authority, Gordon Akurugu, on the compliance of the Public Health Act on public smoking.
Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reporting.